it's definitely big news that Pfizer is going to be denying execution drugs to states that use executions in their penal system. But at the same time, it's worth recognizing the amount of pressure on the state level to make these executions, some of which have been on hold for dozens of years, to sort of get them moving forward. And so this sort of comes through in the emails that I reported on, is that you have, you know, this system between drug companies banning their drugs and then the FDA coming in and putting in regulations that make it more difficult for these correctional systems to get their drugs. At the same time, you know, there's, as I was just mentioning, there's a crowding problem on death row because prosecutors insist on levying capital charges, on pursuing capital charges, and getting those notches on their belts and filling up death row. So, you know, basically the CDCR is in a position where it is facing pressure to get these executions going in order to, for lack of a better term, free up some space on death row. And so you have lawyers, mind you, these are attorneys, who are looking for ways to still get these drugs in light of all of the restrictions around them, and they're doing things like going on forums and finding, you know, what most of us would consider spam postings about drugs, you know, that are all misspelled. Mm-hmm. But they're sharing them around the office to each other and saying, oh, well, you know, we could buy it from this website out of the UK, or we could, you know, get it from this random seller on this website or this forum.